cattle futures continued to drift lower on Monday. Beef cow and beef heifer slaughter so far this year suggest the steepest decline of the female beef cattle inventory in more than three decades, says Daryl Peel, coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 29th of November. Lackluster interest in cattle futures carried over from last week. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 92 cents lower, while live cattle futures closed an average of 39 cents lower. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on very light demand to a standstill through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were $154 to $155 a hundredweight in the Texas Panhandle. They were $155 in Kansas, $157 to $158 in Nebraska, and $155 to $157 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $245. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.70 higher Monday afternoon at $254.53 a hundredweight. Select was $5.84 lower at $228.53. Corn futures closed mostly fractionally higher. Soybean futures closed 19 to 21 cents higher through August of 23 and then 12 to 16 cents higher, supported by chatter about OPEC cutting oil production.
With a mission to share stories of the breed's rich history in the beef industry, the 1881 podcast is connecting you with the voices behind the bald face. To share the progress of operations across the country, we'll bring you content for cattlemen and women of all ages looking to learn more about the breed bringing people home. Join us for our latest episode of 1881, powered by the American Hereford Association and part of the Hereford Network.
Although there were too few calves and feeder cattle traded for a national trend last week, the Agricultural Marketing Service noted higher undertones. Prices were mixed at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers weighing less than 800 pounds sold steady at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri. Steers weighing more than 800 pounds sold steady to $2 lower. Feeder heifers weighing less than 475 pounds sold steady to $3 higher and then steady at heavier weights. There are 10,063 head on offer. At Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers and heifers sold $1 to $3 higher, with instances of $6 to $10 higher. Steer calves sold $3 to $7 higher, but heifer calves sold steady to $3 lower. There are 6,500 head on offer. Feeder steers and heifers sold $2 to $6 lower at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where there are 3,850 head. The exception was $2 to $4 higher for steers weighing 400 to 500 pounds. Finally, steers weighing less than 450 pounds sold lower at Russell Livestock Auction in Iowa, and then higher at heavier weights. Heifers sold higher. There are 3,550 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Monday, with pressure from weekend COVID policy demonstrations in China raising supply chain concerns. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 497 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 62 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 176 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from 61 cents to 96 cents higher through the front six contracts. Year-to-date beef cow and beef heifer slaughter represent the steepest decline of female beef cattle inventories in more than three decades, says Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. Specifically, he says, beef cow slaughter is up 12.3% year over year, and if beef cow slaughter were to decline to equal year-ago levels for the remaining weeks of the year, then total beef cow slaughter for the year would be up 10.5% year over year, which would be a net beef cow herd culling rate of 13.1% for the year, a new record level. Weekly beef cow slaughter has been higher year over year for 70 consecutive weeks, according to Peel. During that time, he says there were only 4 weeks when the year-over-year increase was less than 3%. Beef cow slaughter was 2.7% higher, according to the latest weekly data. Peel points out beef heifer slaughter remains higher year-over-year as well, and explains the October 1st quarterly cattle on feed report showed that the number of heifers in feedlots was 1.7% higher year-over-year. He adds that since then, weekly heifer slaughter has continued to be up more than 4% year-over-year, with the most recent week up 5.8%. With drought continuing, it's not clear what to expect for cow and heifer slaughter going forward, Peel says. He explains that it seems likely that many producers have adjusted herd inventories relative to hay and feed in order to get through the winter. This might mean that cow culling will slow down through the winter. But if La Nina persists next spring, he says more liquidation can be expected going into the next growing season. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 29th of November. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.